Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
This is Citizen Kafka. Good evening and welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air. Tonight we have a special program, Black Gospel Music. Tonight's show consists of four segments. Each segment was prepared as part of a show about gospel music produced by Bill Canaday and Pat Conti from the Secret Museum. We've combined these four parts to create tonight's show. Without further ado, here's the Secret Museum of the Air tonight, Black Gospel Music.
And we start off our segment, Preachers, with a very obscure recording dating from early in 1926, although it's very hard to find any information, as this does not appear in the discographies, of the Reverend C.D. Montgomery. This is an early electric recording for the Harmony Company. This was a cheaper label version of a Columbia record. At least that's what detective work shows so far. We'll hear part one of Who Was Job? This is an extremely interesting version of some lining out singing done in strict solo style with all the feathering of the tune. And we'll hear a bit of Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone? Really remarkable recording from the early days of the microphone. We move then to Reverend J.M. Gates, one of the most well-loved performers in any style in the 1920s. We'll hear a little more obscure piece of his from October of 1930, when he came to New York for a session which featured friends Deacon Leon Davis and sisters Jordan and Norman, and his exciting piece called Corn Liquor and Gasoline. After that, we'll hear from Elder Oscar Sanders and his congregation at the Christ Temple Church in Muncie, Indiana. This recorded Wednesday, the 21st of February, 1934, in St. Louis, for one of the ARC labels. This is a remarkable recording given to us only as Preaching with Singing, and features some great accompaniment, too, along with the congregation, piano, uke, etc. Another well-loved record of the 30s. And we finish off with a real masterpiece of congregational singing by the preacher Deacon A. Wilson. He made a number of recordings. This one, I think, from his first session, absolutely outstanding. Recorded in Chicago, 12/7/1926, on a Tuesday. Certainly, Lord. So first, the mysterious Reverend C.D. Montgomery, and Who Was Job?
Don't get out of the services by singing page 239. When sung, must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all the world go free? No, bear the cross for everyone. There is a cross for me. Let's sing. Must Jesus bear the cross alone, and all this world go bear the cross for everyone, and bear the cross for me. No, there's a cross for everyone, and for our evening service sermon, expect to be found first book of Job, and at the 21st verse, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now I know that you'd like to know who was Job. Job was a man of God. Job lived in the land of Uz, and Uz was in the land of the Chaldees. But Job was perfect and upright, and Job loved God, and God loved Job. And God proved his love by increasing Job's substance. That is, he increased his substance. Seven sons and three daughters, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 cattle. So Job was the greatest of all the East. God bless you.
I just want to give you a good talk.
Amen.
This evening on this subject.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Gasoline and corn liquor.
Mm. Yes.
Corn liquor and gasoline won't mix.
No, it won't. I know that.
And when you get gasoline and corn liquor,
uh-huh.
Gas in the car,
yeah.
And corn liquor in the man's head,
yeah.
Or the woman's head,
yeah.
You're going to have a combustion.
Yeah.
You're going to be either wrecked,
yeah.
death,
a
hospital scrape.
All right.
You don't mind, jail.
Yeah.
From there, ching-gang. From there, you're on the highway for hell.
Yeah.
Gasoline. And automobile.
Yeah.
And corn liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, it's three bad mixed up brothers.
Yes.
And I saw a car going the other day, and I seen somebody in it, but I couldn't make out just who it was. And I wonder who was it. I just wonder who was that.
That was me.
Huh?
That was me.
Yeah, I thought it was you, but I didn't want to say it was you. Where was you going?
I wasn't going nowhere. They just carrying me down to the station house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Name of God, woman, have you been to the station house, too?
No, honey, I didn't go. They carried me.
Amen.
God. And when you get corn liquor and gasoline together, they're more than apt to carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, but at one old danger, we're getting in hurt with no gas. So the gas up there in front with the brass button.
Yeah.
And I was in the back.
Amen.
Yes. It's always like that. Nobody never go. They always can. Nobody ever asked you down there.
Amen.
But you just go down there. There's somebody else like that too.
Yes, sir. Brother Pastor, I came by myself now.
Yes.
I tried once, I wouldn't tell it.
Mm-hmm.
The policeman met me down on the street, me and another fellow together.
Yes.
And he asked us, could we drive across the street?
Yes.
I ain't never drove before in my life.
Uh-huh.
But when they asked me, could I drive, I drove the car right straight on home.
Yes.
Because my liquor left me.
Yes. And if they tell me that so, when the police comes up, the liquor leaves.
Yes, sir, left me.
Yeah, and sometimes two things leave.
Yes.
If he ain't in a hurry, the liquor leave and the man too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right. You not only can drive straight, you can run straight.
Yes.
I've seen them run straight. Too.
There's a whole lot of them just get full of corn liquor and cut the food. Corn liquor and gasoline.
Yes.
I tell you, it's bringing about a whole lot of trouble around here. And a whole lot of folks even come to church now. They're full of spirit, but it's not the spirit of God.
No.
They got that gas.
Yes.
And they tell me they got a kind of a liquor they call block and tackle liquor.
Well, what kind is that?
They just tell me, say they drink one drink.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Walk a block and tackle a line.
And I
believe there's such a thing as that. Yes. I see some folks just foolish.
Yes.
They're drinking that old bad corn liquor.
Yes.
And they got no business with the automobile.
Oh, don't mind.
True. He is mine.
Be willing to say, And I'm his.
Yeah.
He's mine because I bought him.
Yeah.
Anything that a man buys belongs to him.
Yeah.
I give him up all the world and all that it has
yeah.
to entice me, praise God, amen, to fall after it.
Yeah.
And praise God, amen, I give it up that I may accept him.
Yeah.
And tonight I'm his because he bought me with his own blood.
Yeah.
I too might be, praise God, one of his children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and greetings once again from the Secret Museum. For our segment today of gospel music, sanctified singing, we center on the 1950s, and we begin with a reincarnation, it seems, of the Reverend F.W. McGee in the 1920s. His name was Reverend Kelsey, and his congregation, with jazz accompaniment, is one of the last holdouts during the 78 era of this really fine gospel singing and jazz band right in there in the church with Tell Me How Long, recorded on the MGM label, and of course in the 1950s. We follow that with the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, who recorded for the King label, and you've heard of Jesus on the Main Line, you've heard the Royal Telephone, you've heard Telephone to Glory. Well, here, aptly, in the post-war years, is the Atomic Telephone, and definitely one of the great versions of that song, the Spirit of Memphis Quartet. We follow that with the Reverend A. Johnson and his brother, who is a really fine lap steel guitarist. He also recorded for the King label, and we'll hear an old song that has a great long and rich history, both in black and white tradition in the 1920s, everywhere from Gid Tanner on up, and it's a song pretty much everyone knows. It's called God Don't Like It, I Don't Neither. The Reverend A. Johnson and his guitar. And we'll finish up with a Morgan Babb group. You might know him from many, many recordings, a myriad of beautiful quartets and solos. This group called the Gospel Five on the Tennessee label from the 1950s. The piece is called My Trouble Is Hard. Some really fine singing on this. So, four shades of the 1950s, throwbacks from another era, but I think some really spirited performances, beginning with the Reverend Kelsey, and this one incidentally available on a Global Village Music issue, which is still available, of singing preachers and their congregations. Let's start with Tell Me How Long.
I think I'm going to call attention to the six captive eyes here and this first verse. In those days came Uzziah. Yeah. Amen. He said, I saw the Lord. Yeah. Highly lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Yeah. There stood the seraphim. Yeah. Hallelujah. But twin they covered his face, and twin they covered his feet, yeah. And twin there did fight. Yeah. Amen. I heard one crying to the other and said, hold it. Hey, hold it. Lord God Almighty, yeah. The whole earth is full of glory. Yeah. And he said, a doorpost moved every now and then. And I heard a voice of one crying. And hallelujah, the whole house was filled with smoke, praise the Lord. And I did cry out and say, woe is me. Woe is me. I'm undone. I'm dwelling in the midst of unclean people. My lips is unclean. Amen. Amen. By that time, I did say one of the seraphim flew with a live coal off the altar, touched his lip, and told him his naked to the bird. His sin was washed away. Amen! He heard a voice say, who will go? He said, here am I. Send me. I'm ready for your service. Amen! Let me sing this song. Tell me how long the train been going. Tell me how long.
Tell me how long. Jesus.
On the atomic telephone. Well, then
no man knows its power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Well, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil with one sweep of power known by God alone.
Oh, God is not too busy to know the sins of man. You may hear from heaven, you may feel his hand. If you are in trouble and afraid of all mankind, hey,
pick up the atomic telephone and get him on the line.
Hey,
I got to talk to Jesus
on the atomic telephone.
Well, then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, well, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil with one sweep of power known by God alone.
Oh, for this call to heaven, there will be no choice. Just like old man Noah, who prayed from an ark, you can ask your God just what to do. He'll lead you from the wilderness and out of the dark.
Yeah, I got to talk to Jesus
on the atomic telephone.
Ooh, well, then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, well, then
it can cure the sick or destroy the evil with one sweep of power known by God alone.
Yeah,
I can talk to Jesus
on the atomic telephone.
Well, then no man knows his power.
Oh,
only God alone.
Oh, Lord, then
it can cure the sick. I destroy the evil with one sweep of power known by God alone.
So many people say they done cut whiskey out. Just let them have a little wine. Lord, to get so drunk every once in a while, they must been drinking moonshine. But God, it all I ain't get.
I don't either. No, I don't either.
God, it
no, I don't either. Sin ain't it a shame.
Well, so many people get so drunk every once in a while, just to speak their sober minds. But when they get caught up in a trap, they put that blame on shine. But God, it don't like it.
I don't either.
And God,
no,
it
don't
like it.
I don't either. Whoa, I don't either. Sin ain't a shame.
Lord, they tell me that yellow corn, it makes the very best kind. But you better turn that corn into bread and stop that drinking moonshine. Because God, it don't like it.
I don't either.
And God,
no,
it
like it. I don't either.
And God,
whoa,
it don't like it. Going to be lost if they keep on the way it's going. We can't hardly have a little church in town for the preachers all drinking moonshine. But God, I don't like it.
I don't either.
Man, God,
no, I don't either.
Man, God,
whoa, I don't either. Sin in the shame.
Well, the preacher went to the sister's house. She asked him to rest his hat. Now he began to laugh and grin. So, sister, tell me where your husband at. But God, it don't like it.
No, I don't either.
Man, God, it don't
no,
like it.
No, I don't either.
Man, God, it
whoa, I don't either. Sin ain't a shame.
Lord, some of these sisters in churches now sing in the choir and on the usher board too. They used to wear the dresses so short, Lord, the people had to talk. But they done changed that style. They wear them so long they can't hardly walk. But God, it don't like
whoa,
it.
I don't either.
Man, God,
no,
it don't
I don't either.
Man, God, it
well,
don't like
I don't either. Sin and shame.
I know they don't like my song. I spoke my sober mind. I won't take back not a word I said, because I don't drink moonshine. Because God, it don't like it.
I don't either.
Man, God, it don't
no,
like it.
I don't either.
Man, God, it
no.
Like it.
I wasn't talking about anyone. I was just singing my song. That's all.
I know the trouble is hard.
So hard.
Yes, I know the trouble is hard.
So hard.
I know the trouble is hard.
So hard.
Yes, indeed, my trouble is hard.
I know the trouble is hard.
So hard.
Yes,
I know. troubling heart.
Well, I used to have some friends who used to walk and talk with me. Well, I said so, been converted. They all turned their backs on me. Makes my trouble mighty hard.
Oh, oh.
And for our next segment, our segment dedicated to gospel soloists, we'll get right into the thick of things with A.C. Forehand, the Reverend A.C. Forehand, a very bluesy guitarist and harmonica player, and the song I'm So Glad Today, recorded in February of 1927 by a Victor Field unit in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis figuring very greatly on this segment, and a field unit that set up recording apparatus in various locations to record the local talent and did a mind-boggling job of finding some of the really great artists of the 20s and 30s. A.C. Forehand will lead us off with Mamie Forehand, his blind wife, accompanist there on the Finger Bells. You'll hear a lovely record from 1927. From there, we'll hear a guitarist similar in style. He's from Missouri, or Missouri, if you prefer. He's Lonnie McIntosh, who made some great records in the earlier 20s as McIntosh and Edwards, some real fine holiness singing. The song we'll hear is Sleep On Mother, and a lot of folk fans from the 1960s might remember a 1965 recording of I Bid You Good Night, sung by the Pindar family in the Bahamas, recorded by Peter Siegel. This is a version of that song, Sleep On Mother, recorded again in Memphis, this time in 1928, Lonnie McIntosh. We'll follow with one of the real staples of the 1920s, a best-selling record by Edward W. Claiborne, the guitar evangelist. And we'll hear a version of a song that's known under various titles. I Got a Home, Outshine the Sun, or in the Holiness Church, it's known as Jesus is Getting Us Ready for the Great Day. He calls it The Gospel Train is Coming. It's really one of the best sellers of the 1920s, recorded in Chicago by the Vocalion Company in 1926, the Reverend E.W. Claiborne. And fading up from that, we'll hear from Washington White, or better known as Booker White, some of his first recordings, this one for the Victor Company, again in Memphis, in 1930, is one of the masterpieces of gospel singing and guitar. It's called The Promise True and Grand. So for our soloist today, we'll start, the courtesy of the Secret Museum, with the Reverend A.C. Forehand.
Jesus, taking my sins away. He's more than all in all. And I will answer to his call. Jesus, he's coming back again. Why, he's coming by proud. Now if you let him be your God, he keeps you safe and sanctified. Every word of God is right. Oh, he keeps me there now. So sweetly abide within. Well, you to him I will come in. For he'll go with you to the
God, lay your head upon my Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on and sleep on, lie down. Oh, you got to lay your head upon my Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep. Oh, sleep on, my sleep on, lie down. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on, brother, sleep on, lie down. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on, father, sleep on, lie down. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on and sleep on, lie down. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Sleep on, sleep on. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior. Sleep on, sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on, sister, sleep on, lie down to rest. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior. I love the Lord, my Savior and my God. Sleep on, sleep on. Oh, sleep on, mother, sleep on, lie down and take your rest. Oh, you got to lay your head upon the Savior's breast. I love the Lord, my Savior. Sleep on, sleep on.
Nashville train coming. Don't you want to go? Nashville train coming. Don't you want to go? Nashville train coming. Don't you want to go? Yes, I want to. Do you want to know who is the engine now? Don't you want to go? You want to know who is the engine? Don't you want to go? Do you want to know who is the engine? Don't you want to go? Yes, I want to go. Jesus is the engine now. Don't you want to go? Jesus is the engine. Don't you want to go? Jesus is the engine. Don't you want to go? Yes, I want to go. Can't you hear the bell ring? Don't you want to go? Can't you hear the bell? Don't you want to go? Can't you hear the bell? Don't you want to go? Yes. Can't you hear the wheel hum? Don't you want to go? Can't you hear the wheel? Don't you want to go? Can't you hear the wheel? Don't you want to go? Yes, I will.
All the red things are swell, we cry eternally. While never travel, we the root, no temple, down sweet Moses, so there's promises made for you and me. I long with the day, I long bless the song, oh, will it be, until I tell fear, we wait to see. I long till the day, let's find the breezy, and shall be whole with a smiling face, all for that love, till it at home beyond the sea. I long for the toy, or tell me love. I long must try, try fair to flow. I long to view that promised land, and John with the snow white angels band. Lord, in hell I will plea, I long will it be. That in that land there is no light, for Jesus and there will be the night. The river of light before the sound will flow so brave. And in the blessed we are chosen, the streets I'll pay with the pure and gold. There's promises made for you and me. I long will it be, I long bless it now. Oh, will it be, I'm telling out there, be sweet to say. I long to review that promised land, daughter with snow white angels, but a lot in hell of a plea. I long when it's there, said it tell for my eye, but it's all no more, and suffer until we all be old. We surrounded, we shall pray that bliss and down on Calvary. We'll meet our deliverance on the sand, we shall join and we clap them by the hand. There's promises made by you and me. I long when it's there, I long to bless the night, oh, will it be, I'm down and out of fear, then we can say, I long to tell the deal and find the praises, and I'll be home with smiling faces, oh, but that love is at home beyond the sea, I long for the joy, I tell the love, I long to bless the night. Will it be? I long to review that promised land, and daughter with snow white angels back. The Lord of hell I will flee. I long will it be.
Greetings to Bill Canaday and listeners. For Citizen Kafka and myself, Pat Conti, this is our segment from the Secret Museum. Today, quartets, we are starting the scenery down in Savannah, Georgia. This is August of 1927 when a Victor team went down and set up their remote studio, recording several quartets and some lesser blues singers from the time, some from as far south as Jacksonville. But clearly the stars were this next group, the Imperial Quartet. The time of the writing of the discographies, an unknown group of personnel. The song, which breaks into several little snippets of others, like Wasn't That a Mighty Time, Getaway Jordan, and one more Riveter Cross, is called Michael Hand Me Down My Robe, and is performed by the fine Imperial Quartet. Once again, that's the 8th of August, 1927. From there, a group by the mysterious name of the Tascana Four. We have their names, the tenors Daniel Johnson and Norman Allen, the baritone singer Edward Foster, and the bass James Ricca. The song is Creep Along Moses, the first song which led off a session which brought them to New York City for Victor, and this marketed on their dime store label Montgomery Ward, on the 21st of July, 1926. For the third cut, we move dramatically 10 years down the road, almost, to 22 June, 1936, in a recording session in Charlotte, North Carolina. Brought up from South Carolina is one of the greatest gospel groups ever to record, the Heavenly Gospel Singers, and they'll perform a version of a song that's hard to find a bad version of, it seems, You Can Tell the World. One of our personal favorites, definitely. And this sold well during the 1930s. It's one of a handful of over 100 sides they made that was also marketed on the dime store Ward's label. So it sold very well. One startling fact that arises once you glean over the ledgers and actually look at the discography is that of all of their well over 100 sides, they're all done in one take. A truly remarkable sound in American music, and not only one of the great songs by this group, not only one of the great songs of the 30s, or recordings that is, but I think one of the great gospel recordings of the century. We'll end up with a song that crossed into the white hillbilly tradition, oddly enough, also very prominent in Georgia. The song is Raise a Ruckus Tonight, recorded in the 1940s for the Decca Company, performed in its usual smooth style by the Coleman Brothers. So some quartets from 26 to, well, almost 46, starting in Savannah, Georgia, with the Imperial Quartet.
Brother Michael, won't you
hand me down my crown?
Brother Michael, won't you
hand me down my crown?
Brother Michael, won't you
hand me down?
Right for
ballroom dine with
Louis Urin Jordan. Find God's child coming. I know God's child. By the rumble of the wheel move by the motion of your tongue. Loam is white and loam is red, and they all come together in war.
Wasn't that a mighty day?
Wasn't that one mighty day, my Lord? When he's up, right was born, room dying, baby, them half past on a Sunday morning, front row, John, my Lord.
Get away,
John.
One more river, caught between the rim, Bethlehem, we prayed for them to my back, I joined the back of my Lord.
In old
Pharaoh,
I wonder what the devil keeps grumbling about.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
He's down in hell and he can't get out.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
Oh, creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home.
Didn't old Pharaoh
get lost, get lost, get lost.
Didn't know Pharaoh
get lost. Yes, trying to cross the Red Sea.
Went down in the valley to offer a prayer.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
When I got there, old Satan was there.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
Then I fell down upon my knees.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
Cried, Lord, have mercy if you please.
Trying to cross the Red Sea.
Lord, creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home.
Didn't know Pharaoh
get lost, get lost, get lost.
Didn't know Pharaoh
get lost. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I thank God. Creep along, Moses, Moses, creep along. Creep along, Moses, I'm going home. Oh.
Joy, 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 joy.
slow.
Oh, one of the morning about 5 o'clock.
Beat, oh yes, it was.
He placed my foot upon the solid rock.
Beat, oh yes, he did. Oh, and he brought joy,
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Secret Museum of the Air. Tonight's show was originally prepared as 4 separate segments for a show about gospel music called Praise His Name, produced by Bill Kanaday and Pat Conti for the Secret Museum of the Air. I'm Citizen Kafka. Have a good night.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. For more information about the Secret Museum of the Air, write Secret Museum, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. That's Secret Museum of the Air, Post Office Box 23075, Brooklyn, New York, 11202, 3075. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.